Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I'm proudly sitting in for Del Walmsley today, and I've got an interesting show for you. On today's show, what I want to talk about is the concept of buying investment real estate at this time of year. I mean, now think about it. What's going on around you? I mean, first of all, let's just start with 2020 as a whole. It's been the weirdest year in my lifetime, I'm sure in your lifetime. And along those lines, it's just been nuts. I mean, with all the lockdowns, the pandemic, you know, the craziness that happened to the stock market, with the impacts on certain forms of commercial real estate, like the retail sector and the hotel sector and the office sector. It's been just a wacky, upside down year. But we got some good news yesterday. The vaccine to combat coronavirus is out on the streets. It is being distributed across the nation. And I think that's a good sign. Provided the vaccine works, by the way. And I'm not saying that it doesn't work because I don't have a medical degree. I don't have any of that background. I want it to work. Because what I want for you, for me, our families, and the entire country is to get back to some form of normalcy in our lives. Because 2020 has just been a train wreck in many, many areas. One of the areas that was slightly impacted from my perspective, but did pretty well throughout the entire year, was the residential income producing property sector. In other words, single family homes, multifamily apartment communities that investors buy, operate, and lease out to our fellow Americans and to people that are trying to be our fellow Americans. See, one thing that we have learned throughout this pandemic is that everybody needs a place to live. And as a result of that, the residential income producing real estate sector has actually done pretty well. Now, has it been perfect for everybody? No, it hasn't been perfect for everybody. But with the types of properties that we invest in as Lifestyles Unlimited members, we have weathered the storm very well. I mean, in certain instances, we as owners and operators of those properties have had to work with our residents. Some people were severely damaged by the shutdown. People lost their jobs. But at the end of the day, the majority of those people didn't lose hope. They went out and they did the things that they needed to do to be able to provide for their families. I mean, one case, an example, I had a resident when this whole thing kicked off who was immediately laid off. Yeah, I mean, basically the company that he worked for said, hey man, sorry, you got to go. We can't do business because we have to be open to do business. And the reason I found this out was because I believe in open lines of communication with my residents. And when the whole pandemic kicked off, I did a lease audit. In other words, what I did was I opened up all of my records for all of my investment properties, and I looked at the applications that I had people fill out, and I made a determination based on what they wrote down for employment with regards to who I thought was going to be immediately impacted. And those are the first people I contacted. And I didn't call them and say, hey man, make sure you pay the rent, because that is not the way you treat people. What I did was I contacted them and I said, hey man, what's going on in the world? Are you okay? And that's when I found out, in this particular case, this guy said, man, my world is falling apart. It is absolutely falling apart. And I said, what can we do to work with you? And he said, you know, I'm going to go out. I'm going to find a job. I'm going to find something because I've got to eat and I don't want to lose the home that I'm living in. And I told him, you know what? I don't want you to lose the home either. So I was willing to make concessions to help this guy out. Well, you know what this guy did? He went out and found not just one job. He found two jobs in the grocery industry. Because if you remember way back when, earlier this year, there were certain businesses that were considered essential. And those businesses were allowed to operate. And the grocery industry is one of them. Because, you know, we need to eat. And even though we needed toilet paper, well, okay, that wasn't necessarily in great supply because people were hoarding it. But he went out and found two jobs in the grocery sector stocking shelves. When I followed up with him, he told me that he was working like 80 hours a week because he needed to work 80 hours a week at that job to replace the income that he lost. I should say those jobs to replace the income that he lost when he was laid off. And I'll tell you what, he didn't have any problems doing it. He was never late on his rent. Never was. Always paid on the first of the month. And what that told me was that I did a really good job selecting him to be a resident in one of my properties. I was feeling bad for the guy, but at the end of the day, I was really proud of what he had accomplished. Because he wasn't willing to go down in flames. He was willing to do what was necessary to support his family and his way of life. And I think that's very important. I had another resident that had a similar story. He too was laid off. Now this guy had some money in savings. So when I talked to him, he said, yeah, you know, I'm not sure how long it's going to be for the layoff. He worked in a slightly different sector. He said, but I'm okay. I've got enough money to cover my family for the next couple of months, to include paying rent and putting food on the table and things like that. And even though he had to cut back on certain things, he made it happen. Now, he was able to find employment doing something else, and he was okay. And what that told me was, once again, I actually did a pretty good job of selecting a resident for one of my properties. Now we're at the end of the year, and we've got a vaccine coming out. There's hope on the horizon. 2021 may shape up to be a very different year. Hopefully, we don't carry over a lot of the stuff from 2020 that negatively impacted us. And I think that's a really good thing. So what I'm going to talk about today, the season, because we're winding down for the holidays. People are smoked. I mean, they're tired of what they had to deal with. And people are ready to just hang up their hat and cruise to the end of the year. But if you're going to change your life, I think right now is the time to change your life. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you why. Stick around.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the show. I'm on a mission, like Del Walmsley, to help you retire. You know, 2020 has been just a crazy year. We can all agree on that. We absolutely can agree on it. And it's created problems for many of us. Some of us were minimally impacted. You know, we had to endure putting a mask on to go to the grocery store. We had to social distance and things like that. Others were more significantly impacted. Some people lost their jobs. Some people didn't know what the future held for them. And we all rode this crazy roller coaster of life through 2020. Now, what I'm going to talk about right now is something that just may sound completely counterintuitive to you. But I think if you have made your mind up to change the direction that you choose to go in life, I think now is a perfect time to pull the trigger and do it. And if you've already pulled the trigger and you're already in a position where you're looking to do something different than what you're currently, or what I should say, what you have been doing, what am I getting at? Okay. So a lot of you have been through the years, and I'm not meaning to pick on you because I did the exact same thing through the majority of my life. You followed society's roadmap to retirement, which is simply to go to school, get good grades, and then with those good grades, either go into the workforce or go to college. If you went to college, you worked on getting good grades. Some of you partied a little too much. Come on, call it. We know what it is. But you obtained that degree with the intentions of going into the workforce. The key thing that I'm pointing out here is that we were all told that we needed to get into that workforce. And we do that with the prime objective of making money. For a lot of us, that's the first time in our lives we actually made any real money outside of a minimum wage job, you know, flipping burgers. For me, it was frying chicken. Yeah, that's what I did in high school. And then you start on this very long, drawn out path that involves you maybe putting some money aside. Maybe you had the benefit of a 401k. Maybe you had the benefit of a pension, whatever it is. And the concept is you're going to trade time for money as you progress through your entire lifetime. And you're going to get to a point in your life. Society tells us it's somewhere in the range of age 60 to 70. Different for everybody. Where you're going to stop working. And you're going to start retiring. And the majority of you put money aside into a retirement program. And the concept there is this. You're going to start drawing down that money on a monthly basis because you're not going to have a job anymore. There's going to be no income coming from that job. So you're going to start living off of your savings and try and time Social Security so that you can at least get some of the money back that you put into Social Security throughout your entire life. And you're going to try and make things work. And you're going to hope that you don't run out of money before you die. And I think that's just a terrible recipe. I really do. I think there's a better way. I know that by correctly investing in real estate, and not just any real estate, I'm not talking about land, I'm not talking about hotels, I'm talking about residential income producing real estate. Because as I pointed out in the first segment, that's one of the sectors that wasn't completely damaged by the pandemic because everybody needs a place to live. And ironically, for many people, that place to live also turned into a place to work. Many, many people started telecommuting, even in organizations that didn't have a telecommuting policy. So it points out the concept that investing in residential income-producing property is the way to go. It really is. And if you're doing things correctly and investing correctly, and you've got a good plan, and you have a solid education on how to invest, you can put yourself on a glide path to retirement in 5 years or less. Now, some people it takes a little longer. Some people it doesn't take that long. But the average is about 5 years. Can you imagine starting 2021 off with a game plan that can get you retired by 2026? And I think it's a better road to follow. I really do. And I also think that right now, literally right now, as we're going into the holiday season and we're winding down 2020 and everybody is just worn out from 2020, I think it's a great time for you to buy investment property. And there's a myriad of reasons why. I mean, think about it. There are people that own property that have a need to sell. And that need to sell isn't always driven by the time of year. It's not. Whatever that factor is, there are people that are putting their properties on the market right now for sale because they have a need to sell that property. Now, what it does for us as potential buyers of that property is it allows us to work with people that are motivated. See, the people that are testing the market, that are kind of speculating, well, you know, I'll put it on the market, see if I can get this high price or whatever, you know, those people are not motivated to sell. They kind of go away. They don't want to be bothered during the holiday season trying to sell their property. But I will tell you this. I believe that right now is a great time for you to buy investment property. And if you're not ready to do that, I think now is a good time for you to start figuring out how to crack that nut. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you how.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, and I am proudly sitting in for Del. And what we're talking about today is the concept that right now is actually a very good time for you to buy investment real estate. Now, I'm not telling you to just, you know, go on to realtor.com or wherever you go and just start looking at properties and then pick something and buy it, because that's a recipe for disaster. What you need to have is a qualified education that lays out for you from start to finish how you need to go about investing in income-producing properties. It takes a little bit of time on your part, some dedication on your part, to get that education. And without that education, you might as well just take the money and throw it in the street. Or, you know, better, go to Vegas and just go gamble it away, have a good time. Because eventually the house is going to win. That's the way Vegas works. If you don't believe me, go to the middle of the strip, stand on one of those islands in the middle of the street, slowly take a look around. Do this at nighttime. It's better at nighttime. And look at all the lights and the dazzle of Las Vegas. And after you complete that 360-degree circle, ask yourself this one question. Who's paying the power bills? Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's not the winners. It's the losers. Now, my point is this. You can get yourself retired within the next 5 years. You can absolutely do it. We have gobs of members at Lifestyles Unlimited that have done just that. We have even more members that are on a glide path right now to accomplish that. And you can do it too. It's not that difficult, but it is going to take some effort on your part. And that effort starts by finding a qualified educational program. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, that's what we provide. We teach you how to do the business of real estate investing the correct way, whether you choose to invest in single family, whether you choose to invest in multifamily, it really doesn't matter. Because really, those investment decisions are based on you figuring out what your goals and objectives are for investing. And we take you literally from cradle to grave, I'm not saying we're going to kill you, with regards to how to accomplish that. It's a very focused, well thought out program designed to help you succeed. You can get it done. Now is a great time to buy a property. Because most people, well, first of all, they're fed up with 2020. Let's get that straight. But most people are trying to wind down for the holidays. People are trying to burn whatever leave that they have on the books or days off or whatever your employer calls it. And that's okay. But there are people in the real estate market that own properties that have a desire to sell. The people that are just kind of speculating in the market, putting properties on the market, seeing if they can maybe get a target price, they go away because they're really not focused on selling the property. But the people that are in the market right now with their properties for sale, they have a need and a desire to get that property sold. Maybe they've fallen on hard times and that's their last resort. They need to sell that property to get money out of that property so that they can put their lives back in order. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't have clairvoyance on why everybody out there in the marketplace is trying to sell. But I will tell you this. They're out there. And I know this for a fact because one of the things that I have done as a properly educated real estate investor is I have built a qualified team around me. And part of that team involves relationships that I have built with individuals that sell real estate as part of their profession. They're called real estate agents or realtors or commercial brokers. And I know that there's some great properties out there to be had because just this week, we're not even halfway through Wednesday, I received, since Monday, I have received 9 single family properties that the realtors that I've cultivated have sent me because these properties meet my individual real estate investing goals and objectives. So there's 9 properties that I've looked at already this week that have been qualified for me that I can make a determination as to whether or not I want to pursue these properties. Now, on the same note, I also received information on some multifamily properties that I can buy. As well as that, I've established relationships with individuals that are buying large apartment complexes that are syndicating those deals, and they've made those offerings available to me for me to review to determine whether or not I want to invest in those properties. So the real estate market is alive and well. And all the noise of people that are testing the market, well, they've kind of been moved to the side because they don't want to deal with the market because they're really not interested in selling. So the properties that are available for sale right now and through the end of the year and into the beginning of 2021 are from people that have a desire and usually a need to transact property. It's actually a really good time of year to buy a property. Now, again, I'm going to be the first person to tell you, don't just listen to what I just said and go, oh, we got to go buy something. Because if you don't know how to do it, you're going to set yourself up for failure. Real estate investing is not a learn-on-the-fly game. People that try to do that have a tendency to get slaughtered by the market because they don't know what they're doing. They don't have a foundation or a fundamental game plan that focuses them on the tasks that must be accomplished as you go through the acquisition process. It's just the way it is. Here's an example. Let's say you find a property and you want to buy it. What do you do next? Do you make an offer? Do you give them a letter of intent? What do you do? Do you know? You might know. I think the first thing you've got to do is make sure that that property meets a specific investing goal that you have set for yourself. Because everything really starts with you trying to figure out what the game plan needs to be. Where are you trying to get in the next 5 years? What are the resources that you have available to you to help you get there? You must develop a team. You need to find a qualified mentor. Whether you cultivate your own mentor or you go out and you find somebody that's willing to do it for you. These are things you need to learn. And I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I've asked Lee Reeves to come on the show. Now, Lee is one of our educators, and he's going to share some insight with regards to the points that I'm making. Stick around. You're going to enjoy it.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, this is Al Gordon sitting in for Del Wamsley. You know what? We're going to keep the business rules the same because the hype is going to end and the help is going to begin. And in this segment, what I've done is I've asked Lee Reeves to come on the show with me. Now, Lee is a super dude. I mean, this guy is in the Gets It Club. So much so that he has followed the teachings that we provide at Lifestyles Unlimited, and he has dramatically turned his life around. You see, he's done that retire in 5 years or less plan that I've been telling you about. More so, he has an incredible gift for teaching. As Lifestyles Unlimited has grown over the years, see, Del Wamsley used to do all of our educational stuff, but one guy just can't do it alone. So he has built a team of educators around him, and Lee is one of those educators. Lee is a guy that will teach you everything you need to know from A to Z with regards to how to invest correctly in real estate. And one of the things I've asked Lee to do is to come on and kind of give us some updates as to what's going on in the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And then we're going to get into a little bit of a dialogue with regards to why now is a great time for you to prepare yourself for acquisition of properties. So Lee, come on with me and save me for myself and tell me what's going on in the Lifestyles Unlimited community.
Hey, Al, thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. I am so pleased to be part of the team at Lifestyles and educate people who want to know how to go out and buy single family buy and hold rentals and small multifamily buy and hold rentals. As you know, I've done all of that and I've gone on to buy bigger properties as well. But what I really love is being able to teach others. And you know, I was thinking about what your show is about today, and I couldn't remember the exact quote, although I remember the thrust of it. I found the quote. It's by a guy named William Ward, and it says, "Study while others are sleeping, work while others are loafing, prepare while others are playing, and dream while others are wishing." And I think that really ties in really well with your message today, which is listen, it's the holidays. We're all preparing. We're all thinking about other things. Now's the time for you to get your stuff together so that you can go out and do what we teach and hit the ground running before anybody else gets the chance to do that in January. And so to that point, Al, I will tell you a couple of things that our audience definitely will want to know about. We have a free workshop. This is conducted by webinar. You register for the free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. And we have one tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow, Thursday, December 17th at 6:30 p.m. We also have one next Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. That's on the 22nd if 6:30 is too early for you. Guys, there's no excuse not to do this. It's for free, okay? And it'll tell you the five ways that we make money in real estate, the seven principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses. And then you can see how the numbers really work in single family and multifamily case studies. You can't miss those things. Obviously, we've got a lot of stuff going on in January, but let me hit a couple things. We have the two-day financial freedom seminar. We've got multiple versions of that, okay? We've got the live stream over a weekend. You can sit at home and watch with David Fisher. That's January 9th and 10th. We've got the four-part, which is in the evening, and that's with Greg Scott, and that starts January the 19th. And I'm teaching the first in-person live two-day in Nashville, Tennessee on January 23rd and 24th. And I am so excited to get back to talking to people live. To register for that, go to givemetotalfreedom.com, givemetotalfreedom.com. And the promo code is DEL, D-E-L on that. So, Al, you know, I think that sums up what people need to know to get going. But you got to take advantage of it, guys. This is active. We demand action here because without it, you just won't get where you're going.
You, as usual, you are spot on. So I've been telling the audience why I think now is a great time to buy a property. What are your thoughts on it?
Now is a great time to buy a property because there's a lot of people who've got their eye off the ball right now, which means that there's not enough buyers in the market to close all those deals. Now, you got to be careful. You got to be educated. You have to know what you're doing. But if you do and you've gone through our program, you are ready to buy. And right now, between now and the end of the year, you will find some amazing deals. The first two deals that I ever bought, my first two single family deals, I bought them this time of the year.
Yeah, I've actually got a deal in progress right now because, you know, it was a great deal and I couldn't walk away from it. So I had to take action and launch. And I'm really glad that I did. Let me ask you, if folks haven't had the opportunity to get themselves properly educated yet, is it too late? I mean, can we still get great deals through the rest of winter?
Yeah, we can. And, you know, it always takes people time to ramp up in January. So while other people are figuring out their goals for the year, if you start now, right, if you go to that free workshop, if you register for the two-day financial freedom seminar, if you jump on, if you're already a member of Lifestyles, there's educational road trips.
I'm here to tell you, now's a great time to get started, and you've got to take action. I think that's what Lee was trying to tell you. And for you to do that, one of the easiest ways to do it is to go to one of our free workshops. You can sign up at freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And I'll tell you what, it is all about you making an informed decision to change the path that you're on. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.